These are the letters. We begin with one from Linda Carlson talking about beating burnout from the September-October issue. Thank you for beating burnout. Those of us who are not often in the pews need to be reminded that those who are on site are taking on a greater share of the responsibilities. The list of burnout symptoms is also valuable because many of us may not recognize that burnout is why we are uninterested in returning to pre-pandemic levels of activity at church or in every other part of our life. The article suggests texting as a means of communicating with congregation members. She may be unaware that one serious cause of burnout for many of us is electronic communication, and that dealing after hours with website loops, virtual chats, and automated phone systems, the last thing we want to do is to check a cell phone. And many of those who are baby boomers or older do not text at all. This letter is from Dorothea Butel. She remarks on the gift of Reformation from that issue. I enjoyed the messages of several articles in the September-October 23 issue, and I've adopted the content of the article, The Gift of Reformation, by Catherine Kleinhaus, as my own, and it gives me the spiritual guidance of Luther himself, that he insisted that we should accept and recognize Jesus as a gift, as a present that God has given you, and that is your own. It's that personal. Thank you for publishing that personal article. Doris Bishop of Brady, Montana, responds to the presiding bishop column from July-August. My parents came to the U.S. from Norway in 2010 to 2012 to make a new life, homesteading on the dry lands of Montana. If people have any illusions about white privilege, they should think again. If my family had been black or Indian, they could not apply. As for me, I wasn't torn from my parents and sent to Indian school so that I lost all the influence of my parents and culture, and I wasn't black and dark-skinned, didn't end up enslaved or in a ghetto. I was born in 1926 and am realizing injustice has happened. Oh God, forgive me for not being aware and sensitive to the plight of so many. As Christians, we need to seek God's forgiveness that so many have been the target of abuse. I hope we can look at the hurts and injustices and seek to make things for everyone better. And I thank you for the many excellent articles each issue contains. Thank you to Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton for the messages. They're excellent. And God bless you all.